School has always been a challenge for Henry Denberg, now 13 years old, who struggles with both dyslexia and a related problem called dysgraphia.
Dysgraphia often goes along with dyslexia and a bunch of other issues like ADHD, dyspraxia, autism, and what dysgraphia is horrible handwriting. It's incredibly difficult for kids and people to write, to form letters. And if you can't write numbers, you really can't do math, even though people with dysgraphia certainly understand the concepts really well.
That's Henry's dad, Josh Denberg. He explains that it was Henry's difficulties in just writing down his math homework that drove him and Henry's mother, Dawn, to create a tool to help.
Watching him try to do homework was really frustrating. He uses voice recognition software to get the words out on paper, but there's no voice recognition software for doing math. So he can't write the numbers and he can't keep the things in columns. Everything was messed up. So Dawn was constantly looking for assistive technologies to help him, like the voice recognition software, but there was none. So we decided to make our own.
That turned out to be an app that the Tiburon family invented, even though they had no prior experience to draw on.
Dawn and I just started sketching it out on paper and talking about the functionality we wanted. It would be great if kids could just use the touch screen and they had a keypad on the iPad and a graph paper sort of thing like Excel, but without any calculation functions. And we talked about it with the developers, and then they went and made wireframes and did some user experience to make it super simple for kids. And then you just have to pay for it.
A little more than a year ago, they had a beta version ready to share and published it through Apple's App Store. Since then, Dawn says their free app, christened ModMath by Henry, has been downloaded more than 28,000 times.
It's actually all over the United States, but it's also gotten picked up on every continent. A lot of users in Europe. In Scotland, they do a lot of seminars where they include ModMath. Some teacher must have picked it up. We get a lot of users from that particular area. Australia is another big user group. Also, that 28,000 doesn't even necessarily represent all the users, because there are schools now that are using it as part of their program. So they may have multiple kids using the iPads in their schools. There's weekly from parents talking about how this app has changed their kids' life and how they went from being so frustrated and not wanting to do their homework to can't wait to get started.
They've also been getting requests for new features, an Android version, and other changes. But the key reason they are now embarking on creating a version 2.0, says Josh, was to incorporate higher grade level mathematic capabilities.
When Henry was using it, it was working really well for him. Now that he's sort of outgrown the application and he's back to having to write everything by hand, it was just really clear that we needed to update this thing.
A $20,000 Kickstarter campaign has been launched to cover roughly half the cost, with additional contributions still being taken through next Friday. The Denbergs hope to have the new version ready to share in the fall. It, too, will be downloadable at no charge. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.